the accusation.
Back in January, Erie County Attorney Michael Siragusa sought legal opinions from two firms as to whether legislator Joseph Lurigo vacated his seat by taking a part-time role as the West Seneca Town prosecutor. Both firms returned opinions that yes, he did. Lurigo, who ultimately gave up the West Seneca position, says he got a legal opinion last December that he was okay to hold both jobs. But what upsets him is his belief County Executive Poloncarz was aware of the outside query while he was not.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Like I said, it is abundantly clear the County Executive is abusing his authority with the County Attorney's Office, and the County Attorney is complicit in that abuse.
The two firms from which Siragusa sought advice were Cavanoghi Cook and then Hodgson Russ. Cavanoghi Cook is a former employer of the county executive, but Siragusa insisted during the hearing that he sought outside opinions to avoid a conflict of interest, and he chose the firms of his own initiative, with no instructions from anyone else.
And the first I became aware of it was when I walked into the office one day, and it was kind of the buzz in the office that people were just discussing the issue in general. Bottom line is, it's my decision to send work to outside counsel, what matters to look into directly, and it's buck stops with me.
Republicans on the legislature, including Chairman John Mills, don't believe that.
There's no question in my mind, and I'm not the young kid on the block. I've been involved in government for many, many years, in the legislature for 11. And it's certainly clear to me there's something else going on.
Poloncarz's press secretary provided copies of the legal opinions and other communications, including one letter from acting DA Michael Flaherty, suggesting his office never designated Lurigo as the West Seneca Town prosecutor. The hour-plus hearing left many lawmakers dissatisfied, and Mills indicated that their trust in the county attorney is now in question. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.